You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Vile Files. I am your host, Nick. That's right. My name's Nick.
Nick Vile. Nicholas.
Chrissy, my producer, who's currently in Montana getting that D.
I mean, yes, I am here. So I'm a little out of the loop on things.
That's fine. That's fine. Great episode today with the very wonderful Chriselle, who kicked butt last night on Dancing with the Stars. Her partner, Gleb, arguably the hottest man in the world.
The hottest man on Dancing with the Stars. I've met Gleb so many times. He's like breath, like it takes your breath away when you're in front of him.
No, he's what Nikki Glaser talked about when she had Gleb. He's just a beautiful human. Like, he's
yeah, a nice
gorgeous
guy. But he's
there's
also
hot.
Got, like, it's just nice too.
There's like hot, and then there's just like he's just he was made in a lab hot. Like it's not like you know it's just it's un it's anyways he's hot. So
he's hot.
I get that.
And he's nice.
I get that pairing. Is he? I know he was married with kids. Is he still married? I don't keep up.
I know there was a little bit of a scandal.
There's a bit of a, yeah. So maybe
I thought they stayed together. Yeah.
Michelle recently, you know, maybe there's a
I don't know.
Caitlin did well. Congratulations to her. Carol's little cuckoo. We all knew that.
He lived for every moment of that, Carol.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, and then her wild. Carol's first husband's family took out an ad trying to like find the information on his mysterious death. What a savage move by Carol's family. Like they took out an ad that aired during Dancing with the Stars.
That be like, is so amazing.
If you know who like killed our husband, like our father,
send it our way, America.
Carol. Like, wow. Oh, what a win for ABC.
At least it was another political ad.
What a win. Also Chris Evans posting dick pics and becoming even more lovable.
Oh my God.
What power? What power?
Like, but who doesn't want to see Chris Evans's?
It's always a great question is like, if you accidentally released a dick pic, would it be good for you? Would it be bad for you? I mean, that really could be the sign how to measure like any guy, maybe. And again, yeah. This has to be accidental. This can't be like, oh, I'm gonna, like,
no,
sending a dick pic, gross. But what if you like somehow just, someone goes and like does it, you know, like they do it to like try to screw you over, but everyone's like, oh, what a beautiful cock, you know, what if that I don't know, who knows,
he should be a model
anyways. Like apparently his dick is gonna get everyone to vote, so go out and vote November 3rd.
Vote November 3rd. Do it for good. Chris Evans' dick.
Good for Chris Evans.
it's so ridiculous.
On a little somber note, obviously most of you in Bachelor Nation have heard of this kind of unfortunate, I guess call it drama or situation between Cassie and Colton. Cassie filed for a restraining order against Colton. It was, I don't know if it's called approved by the judge. It was issued. It was... So really disappointing stuff. I only want to mention it just... It's been a bit troubling seeing some of the reactions, some of the information that's been put out there, you know, quote unquote, from Colton's side. Listen, I what I know is that these allegations are serious. From what I understand, talking to very reliable sources, they're very real. Yeah. This, you know, the stuff that's coming from, quote, it's a source close to Colton. Usually when it's a source close to the person with stuff like this, it's like 99% that person or like their mom.
Yeah.
Or like someone's writing, you know. But besides the fact, what I find troubling about some of these responses that you've seen out there, they seem to be weird justifications and not denials. It's almost as if it's like information being leaked to almost suggest that Cassie somehow has alternative motives, that it's like she was doing things to almost justify these actions. It's troubling.
To deserve.
Yeah. All I know, like, I'll say this about Cassie. I've interacted with her a few times. Any idea that she likes attention or does things for attention is just simply not true. You don't even have to take my word for it. What has Cassie done in the past year and a half that would suggest that she is attention hungry? She's very under the radar. She's very low key. She doesn't
very
do.
Private.
She's very private. She could be doing a ton more interviews or podcasts. She just hasn't done that. Even issuing the restraining order, like it was done on a Friday. Like spoiler on press. If you have something that's going to happen, news that you know is going to, it's going to get out one way or the other, and you're trying to have the little amount of attention on it, you do that on a Friday. You know, you don't. Yeah. So I know this, what I know from very reliable sources, this was a last resort. It's a very real thing. It's very sad. And it's something that she was left with no other choice. This information about this reality TV show that her and Colton were filming, and that somehow it was her and her family's project, and Colton kind of reluctantly went along with it and then removed himself, is literally the opposite. The information that has been reported is, I don't know, you can call it a lie or untrue. I don't know, you know. But it was, I say this with a lot of confidence, again, coming from someone involved in the situation. It was a project that was presented to Cassie by Colton through a production company that Colton was working with and made the introduction to Cassie. And then when some of these kind of very disturbing and kind of unforgivable acts happened, she was the one who removed herself from this project, not Colton. Not that any of that matters in the sense of a justification for these things, but again, like, these are serious. Any talk about Cassie doing this for attention is just wrong. And so I've seen a couple of those comments out there. And so I just think it's important that people understand that about Cassie. It's just silly and not true. And again, this is a very unfortunate situation. I hope the best for the both of them. And I hope things get resolved. Yeah, it is sad and unfortunate, but I just didn't like what I was seeing out there in regards to some people trying to justify this or defend, you know, Colton or suggest that she has alternative motives. It's just not true. So, Chrishell, what a wonderful lady. You guys will really enjoy this conversation. I know I did.
She's so sweet.
Killing on Dance with the Stars. I love, we get some really fun takes from her. We'll just let you listen to it. So let's just get to Chrishell. How's it going, Chrishell? Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Very excited to have you on. Is this your first like podcast you've done recently?
Recently, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe not your first ever, but a lot of things have changed for you in the past year. It's safe to say.
I think that's safe to say.
Yeah. You are on Dancing with the Stars, which is very exciting. So congratulations to that. I think I kind of want to start with that because we're in the midst of the season kicking off. This is such a different year, obviously, for so many reasons, 2020 in general.
Dancing with the Stars is no different. You know, when I was on it, obviously you had the audience, COVID wasn't happening. I'm honestly curious, like, what has it been like in terms of your experience? Can you kind of let some of the people know, like, you know, like, yeah, how is Dancing with the Stars, you know, dealing with COVID?
So I will say, you know, there's an element that I don't have anything to compare it to because I don't know any different. But that being said, I mean, obviously, there's certain pros to it. I think it might be a little less nerve-wracking to not have the live audience. But that being said, maybe there's an element that might feel like it's missing. I'm not sure. But they've been, you know, it's weird. You can take your mask off and be with your partner, which is great because then all of a sudden it feels like when you're in the studio, it's like nothing has changed.
Sure.
COVID doesn't exist. You're getting tested Monday through Friday. But then as soon as you step outside of your own little pod, they don't want one domino going and knocking them all down. So you have to keep masks on and social distance with the other contestants, which suck because, you know, you're excited. You want to meet other people. And yeah. I haven't even seen anyone without their mask on unless it's through Zoom. So it's just kind of interesting. And I do have to say, as research in doing your podcast, I saw your rumba last night. Okay.
Did you?
Your what?
That in Pinocchio was my best dance.
That was like very impressive.
Oh, your dance.
My dance. Thank you, Chriselle.
Yes. I mean, could you still do that if you try?
I think so. Yeah. I had to do that particular dance like 3 or 4 times. It's been a while, but I think so.
Would like for you to try and pull that back out?
I loved my experience on Dancing with the Stars. I would totally come back. And it's interesting that you're kind of curious of how the lack of audience will impact your experience. It's fun. Like, if I could go back, I wish I relaxed quicker. Like, I was nervous. I didn't have a lot of performance experience before I went, you know, so the live studio audience was very nerve-wracking for me. And so it took me a while to just relax and have fun. I always did better at rehearsal, you know, which is basically your rehearsal is going to be pretty much the same. Your dress rehearsal will be the same as your performance, because the difference between my experience between the two were one had a live studio audience and the other didn't. So I'd be kind of curious. But when I did well, the live studio audience was like, it was cool to have them clap, you know, so that you'll miss. But the nerves, I wonder how that'll impact your, do you have a lot of performance experience in front of a live studio or dancing experience? Like, what is your expertise?
No dancing experience, but I have performed before. You know, I've done a lot of like theater and plays, and there is an energy to the crowd that it can work in your favor. But then again, you know, it can also do the opposite. So, you know, it's interesting. I mean, none of us know what we're in for. It's a totally different scenario. I don't even know, like, when they're hosting it, like, are we going to be really far away from, you know, even the hosts themselves? I have no idea. But I think that it will, you know, I think we're all going to try and figure it out as we go.
How have you, so you said you haven't really been able to talk to anyone without mask on, but have you been able to interact with some of your competitors in person at all?
Like Nick Sachs?
I'm more really curious. I want to know about Carol.
Oh, you want to know about Carol? Okay.
So I met Carol. I met her. She had this full blown outfit on that was amazing.
Can you describe it?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna ask her, and so I'll pull it up. I was like, Carol, nice to meet you. We have masks on. We're in the middle of a, you know, we were far away, but I said, I just asked her. I was like, can I get a picture with you? And here you go. That's me and Carol Baskin.
Oh my god!
It's a full cat. Lori,
she's a full cat.
Her outfit. And so,
what it is was, she like?
You know, the peak 2020 moment. I feel like of all time.
Like, what was she like? Can you?
She was a little. You know, I'm gonna say maybe she was just worried, you know, about COVID and getting too close to me because I was asking you to take a picture, and you know, so it seemed a little awkward. But I think she. So I don't know how to answer that properly.
I mean, it was, you know, she it was has awkward, she has a lot of, She has a lot of history and rumors about ex-husbands. I wonder if she gave you like a wink and a nod, or, you know, they slipped you a couple pointers maybe, and you're nothing like that. No.
Yeah, I was like giving her the eye, like, yeah. Yeah. You know?
So like, what's up? Like, what?
So how do you feed humans?
How do you get rid of people you don't like? Maybe.
I know. I mean, I should have asked her for some tips. You know.
Who else have you got a chance to meet?
So I think I've met pretty much everyone except for Nelly, which is someone I'm really looking forward to meeting.
Yeah,
I can't meet him, and I haven't met him yet. But I think I've met everyone else so far.
I got to say, that's a very cool part of being on the show is, you know, they get your stars from all different walks of life. For me, it was Mr. T, you know, Chris Kattan, Nancy Kerrigan. I was just like, oh my God, I remember watching you as a kid. There were so many kind of cool experiences to interact, and that's been a lot of fun. Were you starstruck by anyone other than, I know you haven't been able to meet Nelly yet, but.
Yeah, no, I think that is the one that I would be most excited to meet. And in fact, I did see him in one of the rooms, and I like went to like, oh, I'm going to say hi. And then I kind of chickened out and I went back in my rehearsal room. So I guess that was me being that way. I should have just, next time I see him, I'm going to introduce him.
What's Nelly's relationship status?
Oh, could someone?
Do we know? I mean, we could use some Chrishell Nelly rumors, you know? Oh. Little.
Someone Google it.
Dance with the Stars loves a good kind of romance scandal. I mean, you are right now. I mean, do you have any update on your relationship life? Are you like a total free agent, or are you kind of being like, it's complicated and secretive like I always am?
You know, once I get to a place where I have something to be secretive about, I probably will be. But right now I'm very happy to say I'm a free agent.
Free agent.
Right. I'm also like dancing so many hours a day. There's no time for anything.
So Nelly,
he's married.
Oh, Nelly's married. Okay. Sorry. Nelly's off limits.
Since 2014.
Okay.
Sorry. I mean, I'm glad they're happy. I don't mean to Nelly, make it sound like, ugh, he's married.
Just in case Nelly's wife's a big listener of the Vile Files. Yeah. Sorry about that. So how do you feel you're going to do? Like, are you nervous, or do you feel like you're going to do well? I don't.
Okay. So I feel like as of 2 days ago, I feel like something did click with my brain where I feel like, okay, like at least I know what I'm doing as far as like from the beginning of the routine to the end. Before that, it was such a mess that I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. Now I feel like, okay, now I'm excited. Now I have a lot of things to clean up. I don't know if that's going to translate to, I think I'm going to do well. I feel like we'll see like how well I pick this up. Right now I'm going from zero experience. And in just a week I am proud of myself, but when I see people like, you know, Johnny Weir, I mean, I don't see how it would even be possible to beat somebody like that.
So here's the thing. You don't have to be a better dancer than Johnny Weir. Johnny Weir's biggest disadvantage he has going into this whole thing is that everyone expects him to be really good at dancing. So he has that going against him. Now, Johnny Weir is very entertaining and is a delightful human being. So that's what he, so what's your, other than dancing, what's your like story? I mean, are we, you know, is it the looking for love? It's been a tough year, you know?
You know, yeah, I think we're definitely going to, you know, I'm excited to kind of honor my mom, and I know that we're going to be doing that in some capacity, which I'm happy about, because I know in saying yes to this, it's something that she 100% would have wanted me to do.
Yeah.
And so I know that's something we're going to be doing. And then as far as like my story, I mean, there are certain things that I've told them that I'm open to talking about. I don't know. I think they wait to see how long you're there to see what all they're going to cover. So, you know, I have come from a really rough background just growing up. You know, I've been pretty open with the fact that we were homeless a couple like large stint growing up. And so that's something that I do talk about openly on Selling Sunset too, just because I just feel like it's something that, if even though it's uncomfortable, if I push myself to talk about it, it can you know, it can help other people kind of see, like, I wasn't born into the life that I live now. Quite the opposite. So,
yeah, I mean, that definitely is inspirational, both in it from a, like, a actual humanity standpoint. Also great for Dancing with the Stars. Lean, so strategic over here. And I want you to do well. I mean, I just.
Now I see why you always make it to the end of some other shows.
This is just like revision. I didn't do that as much on Dancing with the Stars. I was too focused on the dancing. But I will. I mean, people always. It's like, you know, because I did Dancing with the Stars, people are like, oh, do you have any advice for so and so? And it's always like, nah, what am I going to say? But it's always like, it's as corny as I is. Just have a fun. Like I honestly wish I would have just.
You in your head?
Yeah. You know, I really wanted to do well, and I, you know, I'm competitive, and I wish I would have just had more. I mean, I had PETA and I had a ton of fun at practice, and we joked around. But even on the performance nights, I wish I would have just goofed around a little bit more. Mental health is extraordinarily important, and better help is helping us get there. I'm working through some issues with my therapist, and you can too. What a win. BetterHelp is truly an amazing thing. Now more than ever, COVID, staying at home, man, shit makes us anxious, depressed sometimes. BetterHelp is there for you. It's always an obstacle kind of taking that step to talking to a healthcare professional to help deal with your mental health. And sometimes just finding the right doctor, a professional to talk to is the biggest hurdle. They do a great job of helping you assess your needs
and matching you with someone.
And you can do it out of the comfort of your home. You don't have to leave. You can do it on your phone, your computer. There's a wide range of experts available, which may not be locally available in many areas. They serve all these needs for clients around the world. Super easy. If you don't love the person they align you with first, you can always change. No problem. It's they make the whole process so easy and seamless. They don't want finding therapy to be a challenge, and they really do take care of that for you. I've recommended it to friends. They love it. I truly recommend you trying it. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So go ahead and do that. Go ahead and do that. Special offer for all the Vile File listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/vilefiles. That's VILLFILES. BetterHelp.com/VILLFILES. Visit betterhelp.com/vilefiles. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Oh, so many experts available to you right now with a masterclass. Be a master, take a class.
Be a master, that's your thing.
Masterclass. I absolutely love it. I've been using it for almost a year now. Learning about photography, learning about dog training.
Communication. I just gifted it for the first time to someone.
Have you?
Yeah, I just gave it as a birthday gift. Art of negotiation is a good one. You can do the Tony Hawk thing.
Tony Hawk, learn how to skateboard like Tony Hawk.
I love me a good shark.
Jed Apatow is teaching you about comedy. You have access to all these like Martin Scorsese teaching you how to make films.
Christina Aguilera teaching you how to sing.
It's amazing.
It is. It's actually a really good
gift. And it's really done in such an elegant way where you really feel like you're part of the class. It's very immersive. I think it's incredible. I've given it a gift. I use it myself. I have been using Masterclass long before they were a friend of our show. So it was truly something I enjoyed on my own. With Masterclass, you can learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. With over 85 classes from a range of world-class instructors, that thing you've always wanted to do is closer than you think. Be a master. Take a class with Masterclass. I highly recommend it, so check it out. Get unlimited access to every Masterclass, and as a Viofile listener, you get 15% off an annual membership. Go to masterclass.com/VILL. That's masterclass.com/VILL for 15% off your Masterclass.
Yeah, well, I will say that's kind of what I, like, so far, I've just had the best time. Same thing in rehearsals. I mean, it's like we're constantly laughing and constantly just having so much fun, so I feel like that I'm definitely going to get, as far as how far I'll get towards a mirror ball. I mean, who knows?
Gotcha. There's a lot of reasons I feel like we should have met in person up until now, before now. Now we haven't met in person. We're meeting virtually. But did you know, recently you did a movie called Stage Killer.
I did.
Yeah. I was offered the lead role opposite of you, the guy who was supposed to kill you. And I turned it down, but it was like, I auditioned for it. They offered me the role. I won't get into the why I turned it down, but I do remember they said like you were going to be my co-star. And I was like, oh, okay. I know her. Funny. And then I ended up not doing it, but yeah, we would have
murdered me.
I would have murdered you. We would have performed together. We could have had this. We might be best friends right now.
Where is that film? Oh, Buffalo, New York.
Entirely possible. Had we done that movie, I could have been the reason your marriage ended and not the other
way. The endless possibilities. Endless possibilities.
So what? I was always looking forward to like bumping into you at some day and be like, hey, we could have made a movie together. But I turned it down. How was that experience?
I like those experiences because they're quick, they're fast, and they're really immersive. I feel like it's similar to what I just threw myself into with dancing. It's just like all of a sudden you go from 0 to 100 in the course of 2 or 3 weeks. It's over. And so you feel like it's like a camp family vibe, and then all of a sudden you never see each other again.
Yeah. Totally.
But it's fun.
Yeah, I've been dying to run into you and tell you that.
That is so funny. I can't.
I didn't know if you ever like knew that, or maybe it's like, you know.
No, they never told me that. Are you you're an actor?
Been acting and studying for the past 4 years. I've had some roles. I've been lucky enough, and I'm trying to be smart with certain things and behind the scenes. But yeah, I guess I've acted. I've been paid to act. I'm reluctant to refer to myself
as an actor.
I don't want to disrespect like Leo.
Nick, you're not doing The Revenant tomorrow?
We're basically the same.
Basically. You and Leo.
Basically the same. I love it. So
I wanted to get into, obviously, Selling Sunset's been thriving. I just bought a house.
Congratulations.
I'm very excited about that.
And I'm meeting you too late. This sucks. I could have, if I met you a little bit
another
before.
Way we could have also met before and became best friends. You could have sold me a house. How did you get into real estate?
Well, if you decide to sell, you know, if we do season 4, there you go.
Okay.
But I got into real estate because I got written off of Days of Our Lives. And it was, you know, the first time I was on All My Children and the show got canceled. That was the first time I went where I was looking for a job. But then I booked Days of Our Lives. So the second time I lost my job on a soap, I was like, okay, I'm tired of this. I don't like not being in charge of, you know, when I work and what I do. So I need a backup plan. And so I went and got my real estate license. And then, as you know, the world works, as soon as I started doing really well in real estate, and then, you know, Selling Sunset came along, then Days of Our Lives wrote me back into the show. And so it was like, I went from zero to like everything all at once. But I guess that's how it works.
That's great. And so how did Selling Sunset, like, how did they're like, oh, Chrishell, she's like actor, also does real estate. Like, how did that all happen?
Yeah. So they kind of had a show, I guess they pitched it without me to Bravo a long time ago. And then the person over at Bravo went over to Netflix, and she remembered this pilot that didn't work. It was about a real estate agency. And so Adam DeVella, who did The Hills, he was going to try and, you know, rework it. And so he approached me about, you know, joining this new real estate company. And so, you know, I did my research on Adam. I mean, he basically created the genre of this docu-soap type of, you know, series. And so it was exciting just because, you know, what did I have to lose? I was, you know, just doing a few deals, you know, in the Valley at some, you know, and so I was kind of like, okay, let's do it. And little did I know at the time what I'd actually be signing up for at the time. This was like, you know, I had no personal drama. I get along with everybody. I sell a few houses every once in a while. Like, sure, I'll do a TV show about, you know, real estate and try and like make it more of a full-time gig. Okay. Mm-hmm. What could go wrong?
I don't feel like anything's gone wrong.
I don't think anything's
gone wrong. Well, nothing's gone wrong. I'm just saying I certainly wouldn't have ever, you know,
imagine.
Had a vision for where it's now, where we are now. Yeah. But I am grateful for everything that it's, you know, brought about.
Sure.
It's just
Chrissy Teigen has recently obviously made some comments about Selling Sunset and its authenticity. Do you have any comments on that or rebuttals?
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, I have, you know, I have three listings right now. And so unless she is coming to my actual listing, and a lot of times it's now that I'm on Dancing with the Stars, I have associates show it for
sure,
me.
Yeah.
I can't physically be there to show it to them all the time now, but it's like, you can look it up. I have a license number. You can see what my listings are. I can literally point to one like down the street. So, you know, yeah, I don't know what to tell her except that, yeah, I'm not one of the moguls out here with like 50 listings, sure. But I have three. One's a 5 million, one's a 2 million, you know, like they're bigger like things, but.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I've been watching Selling Sunset. It's definitely a different type of reality TV than say The Bachelor.
Right. But it is very Laguna, like the creator.
Yeah, some of the conversations, I'm like, okay, I don't know what's all right. My favorite part was I think it was like a season two. It was like one of the times where you guys will go to the house. I don't think you were in this scene, and like the other real estate agent is like on a fake business phone call. Those are always my favorite, where they like tell a guy to be like, pretend you're talking to someone. You don't have to comment, Chriselle. You mentioned how you get along with everyone, and I will say I've noticed watching that you are definitely, you seem to get along with everyone the most, where some of your co-stars, your peers seem to be thriving that element, and you're a little bit nicer. I mean, not mean, they're not that mean, but you...
Maybe you, more abrasive.
You have it seems like it is a priority for you to be pleasant and nice to everyone. So yeah, I definitely noticed that, but some of your co-stars, not so much.
I mean, I try, just, you know, I feel like, I don't know. I've worked on soap, so I've worked with some real divas, and I've actually never had an issue with, you know, anyone that I've worked with where I couldn't work with them.
Uh-huh.
This show has been different.
Some real divas. Biggest diva?
Well, I mean, I feel like it's no secret if you watch the show. You know, some of the antics behind the camera are worse than what you see on camera, because, you know,
I believe
from doing TV, like there's a lot of hours, one, that don't make the cut, and two, that you see or interact with these people when, you know, the camera, before you mic up or whatever the case may be, where a lot of behavior is going on behind the scenes.
Brush. Hey, you know what's important? Brushing your teeth.
Yes.
You know what's important too? Flossing. But a lot of us don't do that. And the brush is, it's like, it gets in there.
The brush is kind of insane.
It's kind of insane. It also looks good. It's easy to carry. It's perfect
sleek.
For traveling.
It's got that cool travel pack I've been using.
I've been using my brush for some time now. And I tell you what, it's pretty great. Brush is also the sound your mouth makes while your teeth are scrubbed at 31,000 brush movements a minute? What?
That's
100 times faster than a manual brushing? I can't even comprehend that. Brush gives you a dentist quality cleaning in just 2 minutes without the costly markups other brands add. Ran up by my dentist brother. He gave me the old dentist thumbs up. The kind that makes you call mom to say, I found the one.
And you're talking about
Brush. Yeah. It was like, mom.
It is kind of incredible, the setting. Mine's pink, by the way.
Mine's black. With a 90-day risk-free return period, hundreds of 5-star reviews, and a 2-year warranty, there is no need to take my word for it, even though you should. Just go ahead and try it yourself. Brush has advanced features you'll love, like 6 unique cleaning modes, smart timer and quad pacer, 4-week battery life, magnetic USB power charging station, and a sleek carrying case for easy traveling. Get 15% off your Brush kit when you use promo code VIALL at Brush.com. That's BRUUSH.com. Promo code VIALL.
don't have to go to the grocery store anymore now that you got a new house.
I love tasty foods. I love making things in the kitchen. I'm a new homeowner, and I'm cooking up a storm with HelloFresh.
Cooking crazy in your new kitchen like that?
Hells yeah, I'm going to be cooking crazy with HelloFresh, baby. The point is you have flexibility with the food that they send you. Their food is easy to make. It's delicious. It's healthy for you. And did I mention it's good and easy to make?
Yeah, it's good and easy to make.
With less than most of their meals is less than 30 minutes in prep time. You can save 40% using HelloFresh versus shopping at your local grocery store. And it's more convenient too. HelloFresh gourmet recipes like their balsamic fig sirloin are over 60% cheaper than the average meal out. So you can enjoy a restaurant quality dinner for less. That is amazing. I love it. I love a bunch of their recipes, their chicken quesadillas. Amazing. Keep your fridge stocked by adding extra proteins and sides like garlic bread for your weekly order. Easily change your delivery days or food preferences and skip a week whenever you need. Oh my God, it's incredible.
How easy is that?
Go to HelloFresh.com/VileFiles80 and use promo code VileFiles80 to get a total of $80 off your first month, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. Go to HelloFresh.com/VileFiles80 and use code VileFiles80 to get a total of $80 off your first month, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Visit HelloFresh.com for more details.
Do you have any BTS for us? Like an anecdotal story, just one or five?
Let me think because I have to be so careful.
Did Christine have a nervous breakdown because her neon pink shoe wasn't around and she really wanted her neon green one or something? Because that's amazing.
There have definitely been many a meltdown. I'm just trying to think. See, this is why I'm so bad at this show, because I want to stay out of the drama so bad.
But just for fun, just for fun.
Well, okay. I will give you one.
Okay.
So we're shooting an office scene one day, and this is one of those things that happens behind the scenes you'll never see on camera, but all of a sudden, I go to change into the clothes that we're about to do this shoot in the office that day. And all of a sudden my clothes completely gone. So we had all put our clothes in on this rack and everything. And so mysteriously my clothes go missing so that I don't have anything to wear for the next thing. And so it's like stuff like that goes on that you'll never see on camera. It's like, you can't prove it. It's just all of a sudden, mysteriously, everyone else's stuff is there, but
think it was production, or do you think it was one of your castmates?
Knowing what had happened the day prior, mm-hmm. I definitely think it was a castmate.
So shady.
I get along really well with all
of them. Who do you think it was? Who do you think it was? What's your gut tell you?
I feel like if you watch the show, you could make a very educated guess.
Chrissy, do you have a guess?
Well, it's either going to be Christine or... what's the one with the dark hair? I can't remember her name. The one with the dark hair that's Christine's friend. The mean one that sells a $75 million house. What's her name?
Oh, the one you... Yeah, she gave you some sass about...
Wait, what's her name?
She gave you sass?
No, not you. Me, you. Yeah. The one you're talking about. I forgot her name,
what's
too.
What's her name? I can't forget. It's a different name.
She's
part of... Yeah, you're talking about Davina.
Yeah, Davina.
Yeah, okay.
Not a fan. But anyway... That's just personal.
Team Chriselle.
Team Chriselle and Barry all the way.
Last question before we move on to our next topic about Selling Sunset. It seems like, I feel like you're the most notable person from the cast. You're on Dancing with the Stars. Everyone wants to talk to Chriselle. Do you feel like that pisses off the rest of your castmates?
All of them. Some of them are super lovely and supportive, and I would say actually the majority of them are. But yes, it does tend to get really under the skin of one particular person that, it is what it is. Every single time these kind of things happen, or like the promotional material comes out, that's other stuff that happens behind the scenes where meltdowns happen.
Like
where
who's standing in front and who's
pictures in the front.
Where it's like, we have no control over that stuff and it is what it is. But I mean, peace, love, Buddha. Like,
oh my God, Chriselle, I love you. And you're like,
I love you so much.
I just can't wait for everyone to be living their best life, because then you wouldn't care about that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, no. I'm quite certain they will always care about that stuff. In fact, if you were ever out in public, you know, minus COVID, what would be great is if like someone came up to you and be like, oh my God, Chriselle, I love you in Selling Sunset, and then handed one of them their phone to take a picture of you too.
Nick, you are bad. Oh
my God. I just want.
Happened to you?
Yeah, it happens to Bachelor people all the time.
Does? Oh my goodness.
Ben Higgins, I love you. Nick, can you take our picture?
It hasn't happened to me or Ben, but it's, you know, and most people are good sports about it. But it sometimes it, because like it's with Selling Sunset, it's different, right? Yeah. There isn't someone who's like been the Bachelor or Bachelorette, and it's just like, hey, I mean, of course, you're all kind of jockeying for a position. It's all new. It blows up. And then everyone's like, wait, I'm the star. that's what can you tease for us? Is there a season four? Have they announced a season four? Have they not?
Yeah. They haven't done the official announcement. I mean, I think, you know, at this point, I know that it's done better than they ever projected it to do. So
oh my God,
I think it's just, you know, I think because of COVID, they're waiting to see, you know, how, you know, they're going to go about going back into production, but I would be shocked if they didn't announce it soon. So,
well, congratulations on all your Selling Sunset success. We're all very excited.
You're like on TV and you're selling stuff and making money at the same time. It's like,
what a win.
It's so sweet. It's busy and chaotic, but I love it.
You've obviously been in the news a lot recently because of your recent split from your relationship.
What are you talking about? I have no idea.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
Well, I'll remind you. No. But we obviously talk a lot about relationships on this podcast. And while we don't need to get a lot into kind of the past, you have been vocal even on the show about, you know, how you heard and things like that. And what I am most interested in is, you know, what is your perspective on your dating life now? What have you learned about yourself and relationships, and how are you approaching life going forward as you kind of continue to look for love for the rest of your life?
Oh, what a loaded question. Oh my goodness. I wish I had all these answers, but I will say, I feel like, you know, if I've learned anything, it's just that, you know, going into, you know, any future relationships, I just want to, you know, basically not, I don't know if it, you know, in relationships, I feel like you try and morph and fit into to be the person for them. And I think that it can be a lovely thing, but it can also like go bad if you go too far one way. So yeah, totally. I just want to find a healthy balance where it's two equal partners, a partnership, and, you know, where two people are both happy and you're just basically, I guess that's everyone's goal, right? But
sure.
Listen, I don't know. Maybe the bar's too high. I just want a guy that is loyal and recycles, okay? Let's lower the bar.
Loyal?
I love that. Loyal and recycles.
And recycle. Did Justin not recycle? we want a breaking news?
I mean.
Oh my gosh.
And anything else that you know, learn from the past or you want to see different? I mean, there's got to be more than just recycling and loyal.
I certainly, listen, I'm open at this point to, you know, I don't have it figured out. I'm the first person to say that I haven't been lucky in love. I'm hoping that that's still a possibility, but I, you know, I think me trying to give any kind of relationship advice would be like trying to sell tank tops to Eskimos at this point. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, sometimes the best relationship advice doesn't come from like an expert. It's more, hey, this is what happened to me. This is what I learned. And this is what I might do different.
Well,
you know, Nick, it's like, hey,
Nick, you can speak on that.
I give relationship advice all the time.
He's got a whole life because of it.
Got a whole podcast giving relationship advice. It's like, listen, this is what I would not have done.
What is your status? Are you speaking from a place of?
I am currently in a cryptic status where I don't like.
See, I like turning the tables. Well, let's make you sweat.
Yeah. I'm happy with the way my relationship life has been going.
Oh, you should go into politics is what you should do.
You think so? There are a lot of people who get out of hard breakups and long-term relationships who will be like, I just need to work on me and take a whole year off, or they want to get right back in the saddle, so to speak. Where are you in terms of, are you one of those, are you like ready to get back out there, or are you still kind of getting over the past and just want to focus obviously on Dancing with the Stars? You have a lot of successful things going on with you personally. Are you just been enjoying that, or are you just anxious to find love?
I mean, I will say I definitely feel like the timing of COVID, you know, right when I kind of felt like, okay, you know, like, let me put myself back out there. It was, you know, then a pandemic happened. So, timing wise, I will say I do feel ready. I just, you know, it's not been the ideal situation for, you know, dating life. So now with Dancing with the Stars, you know, we're there constantly. So I don't know how much time I have, but I'm definitely single and ready to mingle.
Right.
So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Any of your castmates try to like set you up? I know they have their guys there.
I feel like I have, yes. I have a few, like in real estate, we'd say I have several leads.
Yeah. What are those leads? Any hot ones?
Oh, I'm going to take a page out of your book and go cryptic.
Cryptic. Route. Okay.
Yeah.
But you seem optimistic about your love for life. Sure. Yeah.
I think hopefully I will never lose that. I want to I'm kind of a hopeless romantic. I'll always be optimistic. At least that's what I say now. I don't know. Like, ask me in a few years, but right now I definitely still feel
optimistic. I think optimism is always great. And I don't think it seems like a gift of yours. You are a bright, shiny star. It's even through the video, it's charismatic. You should never lose that. A lot has changed, you know, in the dating space. What are your thoughts on DM slides, dating apps, things like that? Is that something you're open to trying out?
Yeah, because that something about the apps like creep me out a little bit. And so I will say there's something about like my love life being like on Selling Sunset or, you know, being on Dancing with the Stars that I'm kind of putting myself out there in a way where I feel like people are approaching me without me having to, you know, go on any of those apps, which is nice just because I still feel a little scared to venture into that world. So, you know, right now, like I said, it's led to some leads that, you know, seem promising. So we'll see what
happens. Great. Without naming names, what's the most charming DM that you've received in terms of like what they said and what's the worst? Like, oh God, this guy. I mean, has it been discouraging
Okay, so the best I would say, sometimes, you know, people send voice notes, which I think is a little charming because then you can hear their voice and it kind of feels a little
more personal. Via the DM slide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd they say?
You know, just back and forth with the voice note. You really
was that what their first was that their first one?
No, it didn't start that way.
Okay, that's brave.
Depressed a voice note. Oh, and then sweet. The worst, I think, was, and I know if I say this, you're going to ask me who. I'm not going to say.
I won't ask you who, I promise.
But someone that everyone would know.
Well, now I'll ask you. No.
So are sunsets really for sale?
Come on.
You know, and then I said, it was almost like it was, you know, and then it was very awkward interaction.
One follow-up question to that, feel free to not answer. Can you, without a name and name, what industry would this person be in? Are they a reality TV person? Are they a musician, an actor, an athlete?
An actor.
Okay. All right. I'll leave it at that. So are sunsets
that's
for sale.
So the title of this episode.
Are sunsets. That's it's so bad. It's like
so
great.
Bad.
Like,
but also it should be on a T-shirt that you
now,
can sell.
Because did you respond at all to this person?
I did.
Yeah. Now, so the question is because like sometimes in a written text, really hard to know if this person's being sarcastic or right. joking. Maybe like maybe they know it's totally corny and weird.
That's what I thought. So I kind of was like, okay, well, and then again, it just kind of was like a car crash. It was like, it was a very awkward interaction. So,
oh, so it was just
awkward. It won't be progressing to voice notes. Let's just put it that
way. Won't be progressing to voice notes.
Well, if you decide you want to reveal who this person is between now and then, like, please let us know.
Okay.
But I won't press you. Before we let you go, Chrishell, we want to play a fun game that we play with all of our guests. It's called Do You Know Me? It's real simple. I'm going to ask you some questions. Don't answer right away. Chrissy and I are going to guess the answer to these questions. You can simply answer yes or no. If there's an anecdotal story about your answer, please feel free to share, but no obligation to do so.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Do you know me with Selling Sunset Chrishell? Because sunsets are not for sale.
So good.
Question number one. Has Chrishell sent a selfie to someone in the past 24 hours?
I'm going to say yes.
And no shame, regardless. No shame. But you're on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Even from like production obligation, there might be like, hey, we just need to see the face. You know, maybe like your makeup artist was and your stylist. I don't know.
Yeah.
But for some reason.
Sharing with her sister what she's doing. Yeah.
Or even just a thirst trap to one of these guys that you're like one of these hot leads. I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Safe to answer now?
Safe yeah. to answer.
Okay, so yes, because my partner and I are it's a secret until the show airs, but we've been taking photos so that when it airs, we're allowed to post. And so we took photos yesterday in our rehearsal space, and I sent them to him.
It was not to one of the hot leads.
I mean...
Okay, also to a hot lead. Great.
No. I mean, it was to my partner. I mean, he's... It was to my partner.
Are you allowed to answer?
I feel like I'm walking in a minefield.
I hope not. You're doing great.
Okay.
Are you allowed to say if your partner's single?
I don't think I can because
that'll narrow it down.
Yeah, it's too.
Well,
too
if weird. They know what they're doing, he is the producers, right? The producers know what they're doing.
Robert and Kim.
Your dancing partner is single.
I plead cryptic.
Question number two. Does Chrishell own a power drill? And we mean the actual drill. She's in real estate.
I think so. Because you've got to like hang stuff. You've got to like do stuff sometimes.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too.
It's somewhere in her home. There is a power drill.
You are correct. Yes. Right.
Are you a handy person, Chrishell?
I am. In college, I used to help build the sets for the plays that we did. So I'm pretty handy, actually.
That's awesome. Other than like saying handy, what are some things about you feel like people, this is not part of the game, like don't know about you in terms of like, oh, hi, I'm Chrishell. I'm an actor. I'm this, you know, good looking person. What do people get wrong about you in terms of?
I can change tire. I feel like, you know, we see, we're living this very glamorous life, but I'm from a really small town in Kentucky. I mean, you know, I can do a lot of stuff like that that people wouldn't guess, you know, like put up shelves and, you know, change tires and, you know, kind of do all that stuff that I used to have to do. So
have you been often more handier than your partners in relationships?
That has happened several times, actually. I'm always surprised at how many men don't know how to change a tire in LA.
I know how.
Yeah.
Only because I took shop class in high school. I'm from Wisconsin, but I took shop class in high school. Yeah.
And I will say the only thing is sometimes they put the lug nuts on with that machine, so it's just with my body sometimes it's too hard to not
you gotta give it a kick, You got to stomp on it.
Yeah, I know. You have to like jump up and down.
Yeah, and I've had to do it in class. I mean, not in class. Like I've ran over a pothole and blew my tire and have had to actually execute on what I learned in high school.
Yeah. If you live in LA, I can see why you wouldn't maybe know how, because why would you? You just call a number, they're there. But when you're in the middle of nowhere in the country, like you need to know how to change a tire. So
add it to the list. Loyal Recycle can change a tire.
There you go. Yeah, right. Let's add that to the list.
Question number three. Can Chrishell name six states that begin with the letter M? M is in Mary. Yes.
I'm going to say no, because I don't know if I can name six states.
I'm going to try with you. So
yes.
Let's see.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, do you think you can?
Oh, is that six is a lot. And I'm on how many? I had one coffee. I feel like I'd probably get five, but I'm going to go with no.
Let's try.
Okay.
I believe in you. I still want you to get it right.
Okay, let's see. All right. Oh God, this is so much pressure. Okay. Michigan?
Yep. I'm like confirming that it starts with the letter M.
Appreciate that. We've got Maryland, Minnesota. How many was that? Three. Okay.
You're halfway there.
Let's see. It helps if I start it. What am I missing? A lot, apparently. Three.
You got it.
Yeah.
Shit.
I can think of two more.
I can think of two more too, but like that's me thinking hard.
Well, see, now I'm underdoing what I even said I could do. And I'm not Googling. It's even though it's tempting. My hands are up here. Let's see.
Oh, okay. I can think of six.
They're more than six.
Oh my God, give me a hint.
All right. Mississippi.
I didn't even think of Mississippi.
Missouri, Maine, Massachusetts. That's seven.
I didn't think of any of those. Montana.
Montana.
Born in Missouri. How did I not give me?
It's harder than you realize, though.
Yeah, because you just don't remember.
Yeah.
It's too much on the
side. All right.
I'm going to blame it on the one cup of coffee.
Question number whatever. Does Chrishell prefer Coke or Pepsi? This might be the most important question of the day.
Yes. Are you a big like loyalist to one of the other?
I have a preference.
I recently
was talking to someone who's been in my life a lot recently, and she told me there's no difference, and I hung up on her.
There is 100% difference.
I hung up on her. I called her right back. I said, let that be a lesson. No, but I know that did happen. It was a joke, but I did hang up on it. What's your favorite?
Okay, so if I were to drink the actual colas, I probably would pick Pepsi. But I just order a Diet Coke because I'm getting like that because I always get diet. So I always get Diet Coke and I haven't had Pepsi in years.
You like Coke.
But I feel like if you wanted that sugar, you'd probably want like
Pepsi is sweeter.
But I never drink Pepsi anyway. So if I'm ordering a soda, I'd get Diet Coke.
Yeah, I mean, I try not to drink soda anymore, but Coke is the best. It's not even close. Oh my God.
So I feel like that wasn't even you know what? You'd have to pick something I really care about or passionate about. I don't really drink soda. I mean, ask me about like, you know, a cocktail or like something like that. And I might have more of a.
All right. Okay. Last question. Okay. Has Chrishell ever peed on the side of the road?
I mean,
what kind of questions are these?
They are random.
They are random. I'm going to say yes. She's a country girl.
Yeah. But with class.
With class.
I feel like no judgment if she has, but I'm going to say she has not.
I'm going to say that she has.
But yeah, you know, growing up.
You've been out in the country.
Road trip,
yeah.
Fuck it.
Does it count as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a kid, yes, I did. As an adult, no.
Either way.
Yeah, as a kid,
for anyone out there, no shame.
No shame.
In the game.
You know, as a kid, your parents are like, you know.
Go.
Yeah, you're in the middle of a road trip, and they just like basically say, like, those are your options, and you know. But as an adult, no, I have not.
Chrishell, this has been a ton of fun. I know you have to get going. Anything else that we haven't talked about you want to cover that you want to plug? Any houses out there people should look up that they, that you're trying to sell? Any addresses you want to throw out there?
I mean, yeah, I definitely have a couple listings. I mean, I've, you know, what's funny is I don't ever feel like social media actually helps you sell those homes, but
never know.
Yes. If you go to oakgroup.com, I've got, quite, you know, three listings currently right now that I'm selling. And what else, you know, if you want to do a rematch of your rumba, come down to the CBS. We'll
talk to the producers. Talk to the producers. I'll get those hips loosened up. So rumba's all about the hips. You really, you know, that's what Max taught me. Max is PETA's husband, who, quite frankly, I fell in love with when I was on that show.
I've worked with Max on something once. So
he's a hoot.
He's funny.
Yes. And also invite, I mean, I just bought the house, and as this episode drops, I will be literally moving in. But any advice for me as a new time homeowner?
That's so exciting. So I would have had questions, but you've already done it. You're ready to, like, you're done deal, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would just say, you know, obviously you're gonna, you know, keep everything. You got your insurance plan, your home warranty, all of that stuff.
Got it all.
Make sure, you know, you do the fire, the earthquake, all of that. You did all that, yeah. Right?
Good
okay,
to go there.
People forget that part and they don't register their appliances. Just little, I mean, there's nothing.
Ooh, I don't know if I've registered my appliances.
Well, because if you don't, if they're all new, then, you know, that's the warranty. Would you call it a bachelor pad?
It very much could be laid out that way if you want to. I'm going to go for more of a art gallery kind of like vibe look to it. I specifically, when I'm like buying new furniture for it, like I'm going out of my way to make sure it doesn't look like a bachelor pad. I want it to look like an actual adult lives there. It might have like a woman's touch to it, regardless if there is one involved or not, but like not where like, yeah, here's a guy, he bought the house.
Here's his leather couch.
Here's his leather couch.
What is black leather couch?
Like, I'm going to have a couple, like, clear, you know, I got my man chair that I'm getting, but, which is a really cool, it's a green chair. It's going to go, it's cool. But a lot of it is, I like to say tastefully elegant and modern. So we'll see. But feel free to critique me if you want. Be like, fucking sucks. And you should have me.
I'm sure it's great.
Chriselle, thanks so much. Best of luck on Dancing with the Stars. We're rooting for you. I know Bachelor Nation is excited to see Caitlin. Have you talked to Caitlin at all?
I love Caitlin. Yes, her and I have been Instagram friends already. And so her and I have definitely talked. We're hopefully, you know, it's so weird with the COVID thing, but we were talking about maybe getting together for a socially distanced glass of wine. You know, so I'm looking forward to that. She is the best. I'm rooting.
She's great. Don't get too close because she's definitely a competition in a sense that she's a good dancer. You know, you're both pretty women, you know, like you're, you know, like other characters are going to have different, you know, like you guys might be sharing votes, I guess is what I'm kind of saying, you know, so don't get too close. Maybe, you know, keep your enemies close. I mean, if you want to be, yeah.
But maybe her clothes will go missing.
Steal her clothes. Take a note out of like one of your, yeah, maybe like call some of your castmates, be like, hey, I'm not like as terrible as you, but what would I do in this situation?
Should I steal her shoes so she can't dance?
Yeah. All right. Well, best of luck. Congratulations on all your success and as well as, you know, your love journey that you're on. We're all rooting for you. And may he recycle and be faithful.
Thank you so much. So fun. Thanks, guys.
All the best to you. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, and also thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks so much for Chriselle. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. Send us your 5-star reviews. All that jazz. We will see you back on Monday for an amazing episode of Ask Nick. Be sure to check us out. And as always, see you next time.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.